impotent, empty, and into our lives. Visions of men without open eyes. Minds are turning, but stay in place. Our feeling inside is blank as space.
Thank you. dragon hair with a hair that can blow like a whistle high and a mile not as sharp as a butcher's knife. Won't you take me there? Quickly. So I can crush you to me madly, smother you with kisses.
While he
thank you.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to an autopilot edition of the Bit Slap. I'm not doing this now, no. It's being done for me. I'm busy tearing apart my studio. You should see it. Oh my God, what a freaking mess. Of course, that was before we got started. Now it's even worse. So, alright, so I'm just doing this to kind of keep my hand in and keep you guys busy. I know how you get when you don't get your Bit Slap requirements for the week, so we will be glad to oblige you. We started today with something from Joe Bird and the Field Hippies. That was a sort of a continuation of the United States of America, and that one was called Nightmare Train. Stone Jesus after that from 2012, I'm the Mountain. And then back to 1970, let's go to the sea from, yes, the Bulbous Creation. Where did they get these names? One word for you, drugs. All right, no secret. Following that, Love was the Morgan Group, or just plain Morgan, from 1969. Marriage, parts 1 to 3, Man, Woman, and Music, was the Amboy Dukes, featuring that guitar wacko himself, Ted Nugent. I don't know what caliber guitar he was playing. So, and then, of course, Spirit from 1968 from, I guess that was their first album, Aren't You Glad? And since I'm only going to break in once today, I'm going to also go skipping forward in time and tell you what the future holds for you. And it's very simple. We're going to start the next set with a band called Eden's Children, who are from, I think, from the New York area somewhere. And that'll you'll be hearing an instrumental called Out Where the Lightfish Live, followed by H.P. Lovecraft from 1967 and their song called Drifter. Drifter. And then something from Twink. Twink was the drummer of the Pretty Things, had his own phenomenal solo album in 1970, and we'll be hearing 10,000 Words in a Cardboard Box. And then my new favorite band, Color Haze, from last year or two, I don't know exactly when, because I didn't write it down. And we'll be hearing a song called Breathe. All right? So we'll be doing the same thing again next week. a bunch of longer songs, because quite frankly, they're easier to do, and there will come a time, probably later today, I believe, that I'm going to be shutting down the computer, and I will not have access to even email, unless I log on to my wife's computer. That's a whole other thing. I have to put in advance requests like 3 days ahead of time. So anyway, I'll have something for you again next week, like I said, and hopefully after this is all over, we'll laugh about it and we'll have a lot to show for it, including improved sound quality. Wouldn't that be a trip? And maybe better organized playlists and things like that, so that I can do a better bit slap for you, because we do this so you don't have to. I'll see you next week. Please have a good one, whatever you're doing, and don't fall in a hole.
your big trucks rolling by now. I shared a grape soda with a man from Dakota. I seen a June bug in July now. I'm a drifter. I'm a loader. I seen every city in town. Was a baby, but I only pretend I was him now. I only pretend I was him now. I'm a drifter. I'm a loader. I seen every city in town now. I passed by him. Stranger will lower me down, ship sailing out of your harbors. I swap dirty jokes with your butchers and barbers. I think silent thoughts while the jukebox is playing. And all of the time my own heart is saying, you're a drifter. You've seen every city in town now. You pass by here and you'll die here. Some stranger will lower you down, yeah.
Mine is not.